We're going to get in our Sedayan. Just yesterday, we learned to Kitzais, who said that the reason the Eid can't be a Dayan is because it's Eid Shiat Yochel HaZima, because they'll never be Makabel Eidus against themselves. And the Kitzais' Hesber was that it's Eepshu, because even if the Eidim, who are also Dayanim, become Muslim, so the chap of the Ktzais was that if Eidim are also Dayanim, are going to become Muslim, they will be Muslim, they'll become Psulim Umafreya from the time they said the Eidus, and in Mela, the whole thing is off. Yesterday, somebody, more than one person, mentioned that L'chaira, that would create a cycle. That if you're going to go back to Mafreya and passel their Eidus, then they're Ois Dayanim. If they're Ois Dayanim, so it comes out that there was no Haggadah Eidus in front of Dayanim. Right? If you're going to go back to Mafreya, you have here these people that want to be Eidim and Dayanim at the same time. So they say Haggadah Eidus, there are three people in the room, two say to one, and then all three pass. So you say it's Pasul Mafreya, then it comes out the Psak wasn't a Psak, because it wasn't a Bezin. They were, if they're lying, if they're Zaymim in Mafreya, so then they're Psulim Mafreya, so then they're Ois Dayanim. If they're Ois Dayanim, it comes out that there was never a Psak Din. There was never a Psak Din, they're not Zaymim. That's what said in Ktzais. Yesterday the question was asked, that if it's Ois Psak Din Mafreya, it comes out good for them, because now their Haggadah Seidus was not a Haggadah Seidus, because they didn't say it in a Bezdin, because there was no Bezdin. Because now that the Apostle Mafreya, when they said the Haggadah Seidus, there was no Bezdin there. There was no Bezdin there, they weren't over on Leisana Bereyach HaYitshaka. They weren't over on anything. If they weren't over on anything, they invited they should be Ksherim. They're not Zaymimin anymore. Now they're ksheirim, because now the Haggadah Seidus was not in a Bezdin, so now they should be ksheirim. The Eidus should be a good Eidus. If the Eidus is a good Eidus, then Dayanis is a good Dayanis. And if Dayanis is a good Dayanis, then the whole cycle starts again, that now it is good. So if it is good, if you're Mazim, then there should be Zaymimin. And the whole cycle continues. I hadn't noticed it, but the stipler in one line does say that Hadavar Chayza Chalila. He does say it. I mentioned yesterday, this type of likes these things, and if he doesn't say it, there's something wrong with the sorrow. Afterwards, the fact is, this type, when he brings the Ktzais, he does say him online that Hadavar Chayza Chalila, and he does say that it would be something that would fall again into that type of a cycle, which we already know how to deal with it, and the Messiah of Yachal Abat al-Sasiba, the Ktzais' Cheshem would work anyway, but just in Lomdis, that's from yesterday. The next line of the Gemara that we're up to, the Gemara says, "V'akayim alam b'drabanan eid nasadai." The Gemara says that we paskin that by drabanan's eid nasadayin, that's the way we take a paskin. So by an eidus that's deraisa ain't eid nasadayin, by an eidus like kim shtaris drabanan, we paskin eid nasadayin, and that's the way we paskin l'halacha. So there's a kasha here that the Ktzais mentions in Simin Zayin Aisvav. What we seem to be saying is Eid Nasadayin by Drabana is not by Deraisa. What's the svara to that? What would you think? What's the svara that by Drabana Eid Nasadayin and by Deraisa Eid Nasadayin? Anybody know that? What's the svara? So Mechlekes of Eid Nasadayin, Eid Nasadayin. So by Drabbanan's Omekel. Ah, by Drabbanan's Omekel. It's like in Shas, we find that by Drabbanan's Omekel. That's the Shas.
Or it could be a Dayan.
So a Derisa Dikaid can't be a Dayan. A Drabbanan Dikaid could be a Dayan. Alright, I think Pashmashato would be that by Drabbanan's Omekel. If Drabbanan set up requirements, Rabbana said you need Eidus, so they have more lenient requirements for what the Eidus are. The Torah has stricter requirements. Rabbana, I think that would be the Pashut Pshat. So the kash is that the Kesayis brings is that Shitas HaRambam is that in a Torah you only need one Dayan. The whole halacha of Dinim Bishleisha, the Rambam holds as a Drabana. Min HaTorah, you only need one dying. It's actually Machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. He passed, goes like the Mandi Amar. The Min HaTorah, one dying is enough. The Rabbana made a Takana that we don't want to go with one, we'll go with three. Okay. Fractic Tzais. So any time you have one dying that's not an aid, so the other two who are aidim should be aid nasa dying because it's always a Drabbana. Right? We're saying that by anything that's required midrabbana. An aid could be a dayan, but every time you have a din Torah, unless all three are aidim, which you don't need three aidim, it's never going to happen. So unless you happen to have a case of three aidim, in a typical case, you have two aidim and one dayan. So min haTorah, the one dayan is good enough. The whole thing is you need two more. That's only a drabbanan. So if you pass any by a drabbanan, aid nasa dayan. So an aid should always be able to be a dayan. Because the whole requirement of the two extra ones is only a requirement of the Rabbanan. This is the kasha of the Ketzais. The Ketzais is the base, not the Gemara, but this is the Teichen of the kasha. That, what? Could be, could be not. The Gemara says, but the Rabbanan ain't not Sedai. We assume that what the Rabbanan required. You don't see why it's a kasha, because our karchuk to Rabbanan didn't make such a takana. I think what the kasha would be is the Gemara says with Rabbanan eid nasadayin, it's mashma. The Gemara is ending off for pashtus that you need three dayanim and a tyrant. And according to the Mandiyamid, it's only one minatayra. It should turn out that it should always be good. It's not sure from the Gemara and the Ketzais. The Ketzais, it's a machlaikis in Sanhedrin. So it could be this Gemara is going to Mandiyamid. You need 3 days on a minatayra. So who says that Ein Eid Nasadayin now applies to Drabbanon? So why is the Rama Paschal Eid Nasadayin? The Gemara says the Drabbanon Eid Nasadayin. Why can you say Rachinami? Because I don't think the Rambam says that. The Rambam says that by Kiyum Shtar is a Rabbanan Eid Nasadayim, but by typical Eid, this ain't Eid Nasadayim. According to the Rambam, you never have Ein Eid Nasadayim, except when it's a Yachid Bumcha. But in a typical case, it should always be a Rabbanan. That's always a Rabbanan, the extra two Eidim, always the Rabbanan. Well, if all three are Eidim. So the Ketzais says al karchav loymer that the only time we say the drabbanan eid nasadayin is when the haggadus eidus is the drabbanan. When the haggadus eidus is only required by drabbanan, like kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris, we assume the shtaris kasher. By drabbanan, we need eidus on kiyum shtaris. Whenever the haggadus eidus is the drabbanan, then we say eid nasadayin. If the haggadus eidus is the raisa, then we say, Ein Eid Nasadayin. If the Haggadah say this is Dereisa and the circumstances are Drabbanan, Lamaisa, that's still Dereisa. Even if there are circumstances which make it a Drabbanan, that's not the crucial point. The point is the, this Haggadah say this is something we need in our Torah? If you need it in our Torah, then it's a Dereisa. Even though circumstances might be such that it's a Drabbanan, but Lamaisa, if there's a Din Haggadah say this Dereisa, then you always need. Then you always need dayanim that are separate from Eidim. In Cain, with this, the Ketzais wants to get into a machlaikis, the Bach in the Taz. Which, interesting machlaikis. Min haTorah, you could have a din Torah on Shabbos. Why don't we do a din Torah on Shabbos? Why don't we do a din Torah on Shabbos? Only because of Gezeirah, you might write. But min haTorah, you could have a din Torah on Shabbos. You could have a din Torah over anything on Shabbos. Over Mamonis, over Isurim, over anything. There's no Isur Dereisa. Ein Donin is a din Derabbanan. It's been not Torah, you could have a din Torah on Shabbos. Now, we know that there's a rule of Leitei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. That if Dayanim see something, they could paskin based on what they saw. Whenever they see something, they could give a psak based on what they saw. In Cain, so if they saw by night, if Dayanim see at night, the Gemara says, then they can't paskin based on it. Because when they saw it, they're not Dayanim. At night, there's no din Torah by night. So if they see something by night, let's say at night they see Reuven break Shimon's window, so then the next day you need Kabbalah Seis. If they see something by day, let's say you see something by day, they're sitting there and they see Reuven break Shimon's window, so by day, Leitei Shmiya G'day L'Riya, they could pass. That's a Shtek Nimar. The Shaila that the Bach and Taz argue about, what happens if they see something on Shabbos? You have three Dayanim, and they're sitting there, and they see on Shabbos, they see something that that they could paskin on. On Shabbos, they see that Reuven steals something of Shimon's. Right? They see Reuven steals something of Shimon's on Shabbos. Minat Torah, they just bang the hammer, and they say Reuven is chayiv. Because lo yiteish
mi
yegedayla
Maria. What's the problem with that night?
It's exercise of kosev, that is not the entire thing. Why? Because they weren't Dayanim when they saw it. So the next day when they become Dayanim, they need Kabbalah Seidus. Okay? It can be explained more than one way, but these are the words that says in the Gemara. So the question is, I saw something on Shabbos, Midrash Torah, they could pass. Midrash Rabbanan, they can't pass. Midrash Rabbanan, they're not Dayanim on Shabbos. So Sunday, do we say on Sunday? Well, it's like seeing it at night. Wasn't it they saw it on Shabbos, saw it at night? So, ain't eight nights a day on Sunday. Or should we say, no, what they saw in our Torah, they were Dayanim. It's only a Durabonon, it's a problem. Be Durabonon, eight nights a day. Since the whole issue here is an issue of Durabonon, so on Sunday, they can't pass in Shabbos, Durabonon, don't let them. Let them pass on Sunday with eight nights a day. Because now it's only a Drabbanan, that yesterday was a psul. They were Dayanim, yesterday was only a Drabbanan. So good, so they can't paskin based on Riyah. Because it's a Drabbanan, they can't paskin based on Riyah. But let them now paskin, Eid Nasadai, and let them say, I'll go to say this to themselves. Two will get up for the third one, and they'll be Makabalai. This they'll say, Eid Nasadai. So Shaila is, the Bach and Taz have an argument if, in such a case, you say Eid Nasadai. Which way do you understand better? I can't explain unless you tell me which tzad you think me tez. You feel, Svara would say, that it's Sunday, they are Nasadai, they're not Nasadai. That they're not Nasadai. Because Shabbos, they weren't Dayan. So the Taina is, on Shabbos, Minat Torah, on Shabbos, they were Dayan. The Riyah is a good Riyah. We are the Kapaskin based on the Riyah. Who's the one that requires now on Sunday that they be at the entire on Sunday? That's only the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan required the Sunday din Torah, so that's the din Rabbanan. The Rabbanan ain't not Sadaya. What makes someone a dying? That's a good question. I'm not sure what makes three people who see something that be dayanim. Any three people could pass them. With some, they have to have the ability to die to pass the Shabbos, to pass the Dinah Mamas. Why can't three people sit down in any room and pass them? So I'm not sure.
What makes them less
dayanim
at night? Because they can't pass the night.
The people who are running the dayanus. The people who are running the dayanus. And Afal Pi Kein, that's clear. That the Gemara says they can't do.
What's the
Hezber? So I'm trying to get to a Hezber soon. But the Ketzes doesn't go into a Hezber, so we're pretty much free to say what we want. I'll tell you the words that the Ktzai says, and to work it out, probably it'll depend on why by night in Eid Nasadai. But the Ktzai goes into this. Now first, it's a machlokes, as I said, the Bach and the Taz. The Shaila is, how should a person look at it? The Taz says, no, the Natayra the Dayanim, they were Kasher Dayanim on Shabbos, and you don't need Eidim in Natayra. Midrabanan, you need Eidim. Since Midrabanan, you need Eidim, and I tell you, you don't need Eidim. So, Eid Nasadayim. And the Bach says, no. The Bach says they saw it on Shabbos, it's like they saw it at night, and Eid Eid Nasadayim. So, the Ktzais, now which way would you think the Ktzais would go? So, the Ktzais, which way? It's a deraisa. So it says, "Be'etzem it's a deraisa." Let's say they're saying, "Hey, that someone stole. Someone's stealing. That needs Eidus Me'atayra. Someone's stealing. There's a Haggadah that needs Eidus deraisa. The circumstances are such that what they saw on Shabbos could have been used were it not for the drabon. Bezuktik tzais kafishi tasai. That anything with a gufa Haggadah, the etzem Haggadah is a deraisa." Hagam, it's under circumstances that Minatari, you wouldn't need Haggadah Eidus. Mekomakayim, since the Gufa Eidus, to say Eidus, that Reuven stole from Shimon, the Torah requires Eidus, that's called Eidus Dereisa, and Ein Eid Nasadayim, and therefore is Matzdik, the Shita Sabach, then Ein Eid Nasadayim. So Shteitin Ktsois, this is in Simon Zion, so cut above. His raya is doima l'mashkos of a Rambam. He's not saying that the Rambam is the machlokes necessarily. The site could be true, just the Rambam is a raya. But that's in his site. He's saying it depends if the Haggadah is a Haggadah which requires Eidus Me'atayra. Now yesh mokim l'bal din lachlok. You could argue, you could say, what do you mean? This is not an Eidus that requires Eidus Me'atayra. The Dayanim saw it. When the Dayanim see things, that doesn't need Eidus Me'atayra. The Yonah saw it on Shabbos. Minatayra doesn't need Haggadah. The Ktzai stems on not like that. The Ktzai stems on that it does need a Haggadah. So in a few minutes we're going to see why. But what? Okay, I hear. I want to point this out. Again, the Ktzai says it's Yisai. Yisai is nice Yisai. That Midrabanan ain't Nasadayim means it's a Haggadah. That's only a Haggadah Midrabanan. Fine. Tzais brings a raya from the Rambam, and he applies it to Shabbos. That's all well and fine. Now, after we learn the Tzais,
why is it that you won't agree by the Rambam that it will tell you now? Like, the Rambam.
Why it's that way?
Why is it that you won't agree by the Rambam that it will tell you now?
I don't know what you mean.
When
we say Midrabban Reid Nasadayin, that's only on something. The Ktzais is the opposite. The Ktzais brings a raya to the Bach. The Ktzais brings a raya to the Bach that it's possible.
Well, because they're right. Though.
Because they're right. The Etzem Haggadah is the
right. What about in the case of
the Rabbanah? Where
it's only.
And of course, it's the Rabbanah that ain't in us. Then ain't us. I'm just pointing out one thing, coming away from the Ktzais, I'm just pointing out one Nakuda, which we're going to come back to in a few minutes. What the Ktzais is saying, the way I understand the Ktzais, is that when you see something, Dayanim see something on Shabbos, and then Sunday they're going to paskin, this is called, we need a Haggadah say this on Sunday, the Natayra. Even though you could argue and say, what do you mean? The Natayra, you don't need a Haggadah say this, the Dayanim saw it on Shabbos, the Natayra is seeing is good enough. Doesn't need Haggadah Seidus. So it says, no. This is a Haggadah that needs Haggadah Seidus. Even though Dayanim saw it, it's called a Haggadah which needs stealing, is a Haggadah which needs Haggadah Seidus. For now, I'm Sefrid, I'm just pointing this out. You'll see in a minute why I'm pointing it out for the next piece of Gemara. Okay? All right, let's go on to the next piece of Gemara, if you'll understand what my point was. Next piece of Gemara. So Gemara is the kasha. Kamel Rabbanei Nasadayin. Elo Hacha Bakim Ifli. Now we come to a maskan. Marsavar. What are we saying now? Everybody holds which way? Bakim Shtaris, everyone holds. Eid Nasadai. So which Mandi Amar is good? The one that says you only need two is very good. The one who says you need three, why do you need three, four? So Vahach Bakim is like, Mar Savakim Dishak Shera Lavias Aged Zimnin de Maisila Itzavasam Chiala. Sometimes a woman will bring it. Now what's going to happen? A woman's going to bring it. Say before Nechtav. She's going to say it in front of how many? Two. Is that good if she says in front of two? Going to make a mistake. We'll think she could say in front of two. Why is it no good? Why can't she say in front of two? Because you need three. I be mitzarif her as one of the three dayanim. And a woman is not a dayan. If a woman's not a dayan, then it makes sense. The other man, the Amayid, the Chisha made the Yadi. What does it mean, made the Yadi? Everyone knows that what? Everyone knows that Isha is not Kshera to be a Dayan. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that why are we having two instead of three? Because of this Cheshbon. And everybody knows all this. Okay, everyone knows. So that means everyone got at least till Hayom HaZeis. Right? Okay. Fine. Problem is that what everyone knows to be true, I think everyone in this room knows, a woman could be a dayan. We all know a woman can't be a dayan, right? Why wouldn't a woman be a dayan? What? Of course. Is it because the srara? I think the Gemara says, kala kashala hayid kashala dayan. No dayan. That's the makar. Kala kashala hayid kashala dayan. A woman is pasala aidis mixeris hakasav. And kala kasha lahayid kasha ladayin, and a meila, a woman can't be a dayin. Problem is Taisa Shita in a few places in Shas is that a woman is kasha to be a dayin, believe it or not. And one of them is Adaf Peches Amid Beis and Amasechta and Gittin. Taisa says cloud the Perek Bas Simon. The cloud that the Gemara says, Kala Kasha Ladin Kasha Lahayid, Kala Kasha Lahayid, Kasha Ladin. The Ish Ayri. Claim the Kal Ish, Kasha Ladin Kasha Lahayid. And that a woman is Kasha Ladin. Taisa Shita is that a woman is Kasha Ladin. So the Rishash here on Peches Amid Beis, the Rishash, not an Asr, given on Ches Amid Beis, brings Taisis. This Taisa Shita in a few places in Shas, I think in Perek Shavuos Eidus, in Masechta Shavuos, and in Taisa Bava Kama mentions it briefly as well. Taisa Shita is a woman could be a dayan. So he says it's shver from one Gemara in Shas, and that is Gittin Hayamid Beis. Gittin Hayamid Beis, this Gemara we learned, this is the Gemara in Shas that says a lady can't be kasha to be a dayan. Yeah, if somebody asks you, where is Shas to say a lady can't be kasha? I'd say, kala kasha layit, kasha lada. Kasha pshat in the Gemara. Is that a woman is possible? But Taisus holds, kala kasha layit, kasha lada is only by men. Women, the taka pasal layit, they're kasha lada. A woman's kasha for day honest, Taisus shita. Frektor Shash, it's a stira from our Gemara, because our Gemara says, zimnin, what's the gzera? Roshna Gemara, Zimna de Maisi Loitz of Asam Chiala. What? Right. No, you still need a best. And just like by, if a woman says, Eidus Isha, that Mais Bailach, you need a best for Kabbalah's Eidus. Because I'll make on the Eidus, not on the Dianus. I don't know if it's the Torah you just covers that each case, or just when Torah set up the rules, we set up the rules that way. A bez still has to be a bez. Granted, we make, that's right. We make a kula in Be'edus, not by Be'edus. So the Gemara is a Pella on Taisus. Now, if you're looking at here, Taisus Hachi Garas Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus is Hachi Garas Rabbeinu Tam. Kivan the Ishak Shema Levi is again Zimin the Maisi La Itza Chepirsha Medichanam. Now that's our Girsa. Taisa says our Girsa. What's the different Girsa? The different Girsa is here in the Taisa read. It's about a dozen lines before the wide lines. His gaira is zimdin de maisila, not zimdin de maisila itza, but isha atzma mevia get. The wife, zimdin de maisila, the wife is going to bring it. The wife can also bring a get from chaslaris. So this gezeira is really a woman is kosher to be a dayan. And ain't not a dayan if a woman comes would be good. But gaiza, zimdin de maisila. The wife who's the recipient of the get, she's going to bring the get from Chutzlar. She's going to say Befanei Nechtav. She's going to be Mitzaref as a dayan. She can't be a dayan on herself. So, good. She can't be a dayan on herself. So to be a dayan on herself, so there Chazal Bagayza. Because Zimn the Maisila, the woman herself. According to that Girsa, so Taisan Peches is good, that if you go with such a girsa, so then you don't have a beferish gemara not like Tosis. It's always the easy way out. You change a girsa, and then there's no kasha. You can have kashas on a change girsa. Although the Tosis reads girsa, it's clear from Tosis that there were two girsais. But it's a bit of a daichik. What? You're asking me why they didn't have the. I mean, why doesn't the Gemara say? So Tosis Kasha. Tosis is the Kasha. Tosis says, "Why didn't have Matzlamem?" Is in the Maisi Lakarim. Tosis says, "Why didn't have Matzlamem?" It's really a bigger dice. The Gemara said earlier that Yamid Aleph, that a woman bringing her own get is a Nosadolai Shricha. It's Remus of the Meshumadika case. If a man wants to give his wife a get, let him give her a get, or he'll have to make her a Shliya. Gemara said to Nosadolai Shricha. So this Girsa to say that we made this whole Gezeira because sometimes a woman's going to bring her own get, I can't argue Taisis Ridge. Ridge is Taisis Ridge Rishon. But to answer, the Taisan Peches, with this Girsa, Rishash Tak answers that way. Rishash says that the Taisis on Peches and the Taisis in Bava Kama Dev Tezvav, they have to go with the other Girsa here in Al Gemara, and they go with the other Girsa, so you can't ask Kashis. They have a different Girsa. But it damages the Daichik, the whole thing. What? Taisis Rit says that we're not crazy because a woman will bring it. If a woman brings it, it's no problem. The woman could be a dying. But Geiza, because sometimes the wife will bring it. She's puzzled to be a dayan. Because even though a woman's allowed to be a dayan, but the woman herself, the baldin, she can be a dayan.
Okay, so I think it was a Raj, but one of the Mishnah said, he asked, why don't we answer here in Moshe Shkipa? He says, this answer is better.
Yeah, the Rosh Pataka goes with this gears of the Taisis Rid.
But I'm saying,
Elamai, when we say the woman brings it herself, it doesn't mean Dafka the woman, it means the woman or her craving. The woman brings herself as Lashicha. Say the woman will bring it, we mean the woman or her craving or his craving. Someone who's possible, they honest will bring it. That's you have to explain Tosis with Girsa if you want to make it more understandable.
The Raj was saying, why don't the Gemara say Me'idah, the other man, what is he saying? Why didn't he say Moshe Shlicha? That's why it's not a problem, right?
Yeah.
And the Raj answers, no, this is even a better answer. So Rebbe's understanding is that.
Well, Me'idah is a better answer. Me'idah is a better
answer. So Rebbe says, the Daichik just because Moshe Shlicha on the other, the first man, so it's even a bigger
Daichik
because of this answer to Gemara.
Okay, you should answer with Lashkir. So I'm answering you that maybe this Taina on the Tosis Reed is not so strong Taina. Even if you're Gairis, sometimes the woman herself will bring it. Kaka, the woman herself brings it. Lashkir, but we understand when we say the woman herself bringing it, we mean she herself, or one of her Krivim, or one of his Krivim, someone that has a pastor. I'm saying then you can't answer, and then the Rajma can't say with Lashkir. That's why it makes it more Shriya. You want to increase, what you're asking is that if you go with this Girsa, it's a much better Teres Muslo Shricha, right? That's what you're saying. It's just a Yidach Muslo Shricha. That's what you're asking.
I'm asking, why are you saying it's a Zayik as well as a Zayik as Rizk? Because it's a Mitzvah Shi. Therefore, what's the other Mandiyam going to say?
No, not therefore, what's the other Mandiyam going to say? It's a Mitzvah Shi, so this Mandiyam itself is a Zayik. We make a Gzeira because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, on the one side, it makes the Gzeira. It's a Mitzvah Shi. But the Rajba goes on, and he says that this is a better answer, but maybe the other is a better answer than Mitzvah. Even though it's a Mitzvah Shi, even more than that, it's made the other. And that Ardomar says even on hard years. And Rajba's putting more...
Well, we'll have to argue somewhere else. What I think you're asking, I answered. And since I didn't answer what you're asking, I didn't understand what you're asking. So we'll have to fight about it later. Anyway, so Mimela, if you're going to go with Argyris, so the Kasha comes back. If you go with Argyris, so the Kasha comes back. So there's a piece here in the Shari Chaim, the Chaim Shmuel Levitz. The piece, that's a piece, a beautiful piece. Even though we're going to have to push it in to answer the Kasha here, but the piece itself, it's a very nice Claire. We're going to step back from Taisis and we'll Claire. When Dayanim see something, when Dayanim see Reuven kill Shimon, they see Reuven steal from Shimon, they see Reuven break Shimon's window. So the Gemara says, nobody argues, they just paskin. They paskin. What's the hesper? Where are the Eidim in this Tentara? Where are the Eidim? Where are the Eidim here? What? You don't need Eidim. Does everyone agree with that?
They are the Eidim.
That's his question. That's Reb Chaim clares, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz clares, when you see something, they're all sitting here and they just finished the Torah, they're relaxing, and Reuven kill Shimon. They say, what do you know? Parsha Gemara happened right in front of us. The Yonim are sitting, Vayitei Shmir Gedel Maria. It's a no-brainer. They have to be Mekabel Eidus. They don't have to be Trisha V'Chakira. All they have to do is Paskin. Reuven, Yechayev Misi, he killed Shimon. Assuming there was Hasra, Yechayev Misi. Or Reuven broke Shimon's window, he just Paskin. Easy thing. Right? Where are the Eidus? So there are two ways to understand this. Rabbi Chaim Shlomo says there are two ways to understand this. You could understand, you don't need Eidus. This is the way I would understand it. If I was asked to explain this, I'd say, you don't need Eidus. What are Eidus? Eidus are a way of knowing that something happened. If you know something happened, you don't need Eidus. If I know it happened, what do I need Eidus? Then it should work at night also. Okay, one second. No, he's not asking it should work at night, that they should paskin at night. He means that if they saw it at night, they still know it the next day. But you need Eidus because it says Apishnayim Eidim. So Teretz says it's not true. I'll tell you why it's not true. Because we would paskin it in Torah. Let's say Reuven and Shimon have an argument. And Reuven says, you owe me money. And Shimon says, Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy. Shimon says, I pay. Reuven says, Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy. And one of them has a migul. Right? It's a migul. Pru amigul misoyif. Are we going to paskin like him? Yes. I Apishnayim Eidim Yachum Davar. Vaistois, that you could paskin apishtei edim yakum david doesn't mean you can't paskin without edim. It means two edim is enough to paskin. You don't need shleish edim, you don't need arba edim. Shnei edim is the best proof. If I have other proofs, it's also a good proof. So that means if Bezdin knows, so Bezdin could paskin. If Bezdin knows something, so Bezdin could paskin. Memela. You know, there's the Rabbi Chanan's line. It's really based on Rishayim. The Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron are possible to say Eidus. If you have two Eidim, come to Bezin. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are Kayim. So Bezin can't be Mekabel them for Eidus. That's what you're Gemara. So Rabbi Chanan writes, Avadi, you can't be Mekabel them for Eidus. But if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are Kayim tell the Bezin something happened, they know it's true. So they can pass them because they know it's true. They know Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't lying. It's an Ansadi, it's true. So it's without Eidus. No, it's not Eidus. They're just circumstances that say it's true. It's not Shnei Eidim. It's not Sadi, it's not Eidus Shati Yochel Azima. We call it Eidus. It means we know. Rabbi Chanan has this line in the Kovetz Aris that even though there's a whole clair about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, you should know if Moshe and Aaron were some, Bezdin would say we have an Ansadi. Now, whether that's so or that's not so, Mustam is totally in other things. But the bottom line is you can learn two ways. If Adam see, you could learn, you don't need Adis. Or you could learn, you need Adis. Just the Dayanim function as Adis themselves. They saw it. They function as Adis. What's the nafkamina? These two ways to learn. Whether you don't need Adis, or the far it is you do need Adis.
Huh?
Okay, so Rechav Shlevis speaks to nafkaminas. First he says an easy nafkamina. He says, what happens if you have a dying yachid mumcha who's paskinic? A yachid mumcha who's b'kayach to paskin. And he sees Ruvein break Shimon's window. Could he say, like Teshmei Gedel of Aria, I'm going to paskin? If you learn the first way, the Leite Shmei Gedele Maria is pshat, you don't need Adis. You don't need the Yachid Mumcha knows. Then he can pass him. If you hold, no, you need Adis. Just the Dayanim are the Adis. So that only makes sense if you have two or three Dayanim. If you have one Dayan, he'll be an Aid. The health of garnish. You can't be my team. I'm an apiyed echad. So there's an anansadi. If you hold, you need it. Again, if you hold an anansadi, you're right. Anansadi means you don't need Adis. Anansadi is another word for umdina. When we say the words anansadi, we are witnesses. It doesn't mean witnesses in the sense of alfishnei edim yachadavas. It's not edim shati yachalazima. It's not edim. It's just an umdina. Anansadi means we know for sure. So if you learn, you don't need witnesses. It's enough an ansadi. So yachid mumcha, he has an ansadi. He can pass. But if you hold the dayanim have to be the edim, then this can't work. The dayanim have to be the edim, but there's only one. So the tzais in simin zayin sifkat and hay. We spoke at yesterday sifkat and dalet. Today sifkat and vav. The one in between sifkat and hay brings a rashba. Who says that a yachid mumcha cannot paskin api ria api ateshmi gedal maria? Since he can't paskin based on ateshmi gedal maria, it's a raya to which sad? It's a raya to the second sad that you need edim. A yachid mumcha is not edim. And that's the way the Ktzais at least understands the Rashba. You could probably explain the Rashba differently. But that's the way the Ktzais understands the Rashba. What? The Ktzais brings the Rashba, and this is the way he explains it. It's hard to see how much is the Rashba, how much is the Ktzais. But the Ktzais learns the second way. That Leite Shmei Gedei L'Riyah makes you into Avis. Reb Chaim brings in the Sivis. Was a second nafkamina, and he says Nesivus learns the first way that you don't have a dinaidus. He makes out of this a machlokes ktsais Nesivus about which way to go in the etzem chakira. Now I'm going to come back to Nesivus Sunday and to how this answers the whole kasha. We'll finish the Shari Chaim Sunday. However, I do want to point out that ktsais vav that we started with today about Shabbos, that when Dayanim see it on Shabbos, the Ktzai said, Dayanim see it on Shabbos, it's now on Sunday, you need a Haggadah to say this min HaTorah. So I made a statement that I said I'll come back to. I said, the Ktzai says you need a Haggadah to say this on Sunday, you don't need min HaTorah, Haggadah to say this on Sunday. You need a Haggadah to say this on Sunday. On Shabbos itself, they saw. So that means min HaTorah, it's good enough. Why do you need a Haggadah? There's no din Torah you need Adis. But the Ktzais Lashita say, the Ktzais holds you do need Adis. He just holds their Adis. The Dramata, they're not Adis. But that you need a Haggadah to Adis, that the Ktzais holds every Leite Shmei Gedel Maria, it always needs Adis. It's with the other Ktzais. Be that as it may, till Sunday, we're going to do two things. We're going to finish off this Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shari Chaim, it's in Yud Ches, Ois Beis and Gimel. And we are also going to come to a very geshmaka thing on the bottom. The Gemara has this concept, Nimtzata Maitri Laz al Gittin. The The concept of Maitri Laz is a very, has many applications for halacha. There's a whole list of Piskei Tshuva, different cases where he applies the rule of Atam Maitri Laz. So it's a shame that those are the two things we're going to go with.